Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater Show. I am your host, Reagan, called the Man Hater, even though I don't hate men. And this is...
Welcome. I am Chesco, and I am Mr. Pick Me, who's already been picked. Welcome to Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater.
It's like NPR Mouse.
How are you today, Reagan?
I am doing just fine. Yeah. The weather has been so nice here.
Oh, that's so good.
Can't complain.
That's nice. It's finally getting over the winter weather.
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain, a lot of precipitation.
Okay.
But other than it's that, nice. It's been nice.
Nice, good rain. Good rain's good for the soil.
Good for the soul as well.
Good for the soul. That's true. Here it's been a balmy 70 degrees for months now.
I'm sweating my ass off.
It is funny. Like whenever I have friends, like I was on a Zoom call the other day and somebody was like, I'm enjoying, it's been such a hard winter here in New York. And I'm sitting there like, I wish I understood what you were talking about.
I would love to be cold just once.
It is. But no, I wouldn't. And that's a common argument for a lot of early in our marriage about where we were going to like settle down. And I'd finally just kind of given in. I'm like, I'll go. If that's where I can get a job, I'll apply places there. We'll go there. We ended up in LA, obviously, but I'll go. I'll do the New York thing. Because I do love those areas. I've never lived in a place with harsh winters ever.
Oh,
right.
It's something.
So it is something. Like I've seen snow, I think, thrice in my life.
Oh my God. Snow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love snow.
One time in Flagstaff, one time driving to Reno, and one time in New York. Oh wait, Minneapolis, four times. I was in Minneapolis once and it rained too.
And it rained?
And it snowed. That's what
I was
my
like,
mind
oh
is.
Oh my God, it's
That's
raining.
That's what comes from the sky is rain. It's frozen rain from
it's
the sky.
It's frozen rain. That's sleet.
Although I will say I could handle winters better than I could handle super humid summers, because I've only experienced that a few times. And one was when we went to Virginia for a wedding. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was going to drown in the air.
In humidity?
Just in the, it was only like 80 degrees, but it was like whatever the top humidity is before it starts raining. And like we'd get out of the car and just like you're soaking wet.
It's heavy.
And like, I'm like, I can't breathe. What is wrong? How are you doing this?
Yeah,
And then we went on our honeymoon years ago. We went to Disney World in Florida, and it was during the summer, and it was like hot and sunny, and then pouring rain, and then hot and sunny, and then pouring rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Maybe I don't get it. like there's nothing you could do that would make me happy living there. I could see why I would live there, but I'd have to accept that I'd be unhappy while doing it.
You should come to the Midwest where we have all of that all the time.
How's your mosquito situation there?
It's not too bad where I live.
Okay.
But they can be pretty bad.
Yeah. We got a bunch of bug zappers for the backyard, and so far they're working out pretty well.
Yeah, it depends. Like, if you go by someplace where there's a lot of water, they can be pretty bad.
Well, we didn't have them bad. Like, even at our we have a pool now. Remember?
Oh, you're a pool person now.
A pool person now, and there has been way more flying bugs now than our previous house with no
100%.
Pool. So that has definitely been something where we've had to like, we're like, why are there so many bugs all the time?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like spiders, don't like bugs, don't never like them, right? I did go camping.
I have a solid stance on
on disliking bugs. Even I value them as givers to our environment. Like I understand the value mm-hmm. of bugs. I try not to kill them when I can, except for spiders.
Site, bitch.
Yeah. And mosquitoes. Those are the ones.
Oh yeah, mosquitoes can catch these hands.
Spiders. My wife is still kind of like she's like, we need to put it. You know, we'll put it. Let them live. You know, if it's a house spider, it's like it's not doing anybody any harm.
What about like a venomous one?
If it's a black widow or something,
brown recluse.
Well, yeah, something like that. Then it's but like, if it's just a general spider, she's very much
no
in favor
squish.
Of just letting them live and moving on. Whereas
good
I am
for her.
Luckily, I'm very easy to convince since I don't like them and don't want to touch them.
You're like, if you'll take care of it.
Yeah. Mosquitoes, though? Nope. Those ones, they can die in a fire.
Jesus Christ. Using a flamethrower?
Yeah, I would if I could. I had one of those electric little paddles. Have you seen those before?
Oh, brutal.
That was fun.
I one time took my wife, I don't remember. It was like an impromptu trip I took her on where it was like this little house by a lake. And I don't remember why. But mm-hmm. like the bugs were so bad. Like during the day it was okay. But even the people who owned it were like, so the bugs are pretty bad. That's when I learned you could do, is it vanilla? Like you can put it on a head bandana and sometimes they'll keep them away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And then somehow the door was open, like a crack or something. And we went back and I looked at the light and I was like, there's a lot of gnats in here. Uh-huh. I mean, it was like 100. Yeah. Like it was like absolutely crazy looking.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. I look closer. All mosquitoes in our tiny cabin. I went psychotic. It was absolutely like a murderous rampage on my part. God. I was like, stop, 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 stop. Yeah. I was going through smacking and killing all of them. Like my wife looked horrified because I literally looked like the craziest.
I would go home.
Flinging. Well, it was nighttime. We're in the middle of nowhere.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but then they'd get in the car and you'd have to drive mosquitoes
right.
in your
you're
car.
Right.
So I've
seen videos of stuff like that before where they're just like everywhere.
It was crazy.
Do they serve a purpose? What purpose, what environmental purpose do mosquitoes serve?
Disease.
Is that, because I feel like that's who they're benefiting.
I don't know that they serve any purpose other than that.
Can we get on using
dinosaurs?
That? Can we extinct a mosquito? Like
we will never get Jurassic Park.
We sure do a good job of extincting the good animals. Am I a mosquito racist?
Hold on. Let's look it up. Oh, God. They serve significant ecological purposes, primarily acting as a vital food source for
Damn
birds,
it.
Bats, fish, and frogs, and as pollinators for various plants. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Did you know they're pollinators?
That upsets me.
Damn it.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
I'm killing them.
I'm killing them. I don't care. There has to be some other. I'll put a beehive in my backyard before I put a little mosquito live in my presence.
Well, nobody, one singular mosquito. I'll be stung before I'll be bit.
Yeah. I don't know. What's funny is I'm actually very lucky. I don't know if there is a reason for it. If it's like my skin or my blood, I don't get bit very much.
It's very rare. I have a theory that it's because, you know, I take medicine mm-hmm. because I'm bipolar. I think mm-hmm. I'm toxic. I mean, I literally think that they're like, my blood probably smells weird to them. They're like, or they want to, they're like, you're going to get too high off this chick. Right. Don't even fire her.
They save you for the special nights when they're.
Break open a Reagan. You know, we had a really great weekend. Let's go break open a Reagan.
Let's go buy a Reagan. Let's have a good, have a celebrate.
Let's take a bite.
And it's not like I'm just not exposed to that because my family, my kids, my wife will just be like, bites, like if we go out, they do something, we'll go somewhere. So they all have to put like all the bug spray and all the other kind of stuff to go places. And they'll still get bit 100 times. And I'll mm-hmm. come home and I'll be like, oh man, I got bit.
Once.
And it'll literally be one bite. And they're like, their legs are covered.
Maybe they're scared of you because they know that you're going to kill them.
They know. They've told their friends.
You're the John mm-hmm. Wick of mosquitoes.
That guy, he doesn't even care. He doesn't even care at all. He's heartless against mosquitoes.
They tell stories of you. You're Baba Yaga, the Baba Yaga of mosquitoes. Yep. Did you ever watch that movie?
No, but I know.
You don't get any of my references.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Except Baba Yaga is actually not the right translation. No. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's so good. Hold on. I got to look it up. So they were using Baba Yaga.
Mm-hmm.
They used Baba Yaga, which they mistakenly thought was the boogeyman.
Okay.
Which is not correct. Baba Yaga is a fearsome, ambiguous witch Slavic folklore who lives in a rotating chicken-legged hut in the forest. And she's known for having, like, being very bony and apparently having drooping breasts. And so, like, the whole movie they're calling John Wick Baba Yaga, which is, like, the chicken witch woman, which, you know, terrifying. Yeah. Yes, both.
I've actually never seen any of the John Wick movies.
They're so good.
I've heard they're good. I've heard they're good.
You don't care anymore. You don't care about me.
I don't care about anything. Nothing. Nothing in this world. I care about comic books and 3D printing. Done.
Mosquitoes.
I'm done. I'm giving up on caring about the rest of the world because it's exhausting.
How's your is your family still in that care about list? Or
I guess.
Don't say that. I'm going to tell your wife. I'm going to text her.
I play video games with my kids, so it's fun.
That's what real dads do.
Yeah. My wife, people have always joked, like, is your wife annoyed by video games? I was like, we play video games together. That was like what drew us together. Like,
my wife and I, because like I've always loved video games. I think that's why I got along with men so well for a long time. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, you're cool too. I'm like, I got a surprise for you. Mm-hmm. But when we first got together, we would like play video games, eat pizza, and eat shit candy from the gas station all day, every day to the point I was like, we gotta stop.
It's bad. This is not gonna end well for anybody.
Like, we haven't had a vegetable in 84 years.
But the way my wife and her sister, when they grew up, was she has an older sister, was they like bonded over the fact that she would like be that my wife would be the strategy and my sister-in-law would be like the player. That was for like decade plus that they would just spend countless hours doing that. Mm-hmm. And so then when we got together, like, it was like she hopped. I was like, well, do you want to? You can play. She's like, no, no, no. This is what I do.
It's a dream.
She really
every
loved
it. Every man's like, dream.
Yeah.
Want to give you strategy. Yeah.
So we played like all the Zelda games together and like where she'll be like kind of like, well, try this. No, no, no. Go. Hold on. Let me look. And she'll like Google stuff. So we're like.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Actually, it might not be every man's fantasy because they don't want to listen to women. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it, I was like, oh my God, how great. And then they're like, no, they would not listen.
Back
to
off.
My don't thing. Tell me how to do my thing.
Right. It does help that I'm not like a first person shooter kind of player. Like I will occasionally. I love strategy games. I love Zelda. I love card games.
My wife
I love
likes
puzzle
that.
Games.
I like to shoot. Mm-hmm. Well, and she also likes Assassin's Creed. But I want to shoot you up. I wanted like Left 4 Dead. Like
I enjoy playing Overwatch and Marvel Rivals. Like those are fun. I'm just, my issue is that I'm really fucking good at strategy games. And I'm
shocker.
Below mediocre in part because I don't play them as much, but also I have a theory because I do have hand-eye coordination issues. I never got diagnosed with dyspraxia, so I don't want to say I'm dyspraxic. Mm-hmm. But I have like fairly severe issues with like certain aspects of like hand-eye coordination. It's one of the reasons I hate tying my shoes. Like I can do it, but it's like it's a trip for me to do it. I have to concentrate for like wrapping presents, et cetera. And I think that might be why I'm not good at like the quick kind of trigger games, is because it's such a an issue with that. And so that's my theory, at least. That's my excuse. That's what I'm telling myself to make myself feel better.
I used to play, there was like a Lord of the Rings game that I played with my sister. And there was one level of when you were in the mines. Mm-hmm. And you're fighting the ghost army. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
In Lord of the Rings?
Mm. Oh, I mean, I think in the video game, I don't know. But
you know what I'm talking
about.
The Army of the Dead or whatever? It is the Army of the Dead, the Oathbreakers. Mm-hmm. And like, they whoop your ass trying to get through this thing. And like, at the end of it, he's like, I healed or whatever. And then you have to get the fuck out of there as it all collapses on you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got the amount of times we died in that damn mine. And like if only one of us would die, my sister's like, God damn it. I was like, I got stuck.
I'm sorry. Back. Yeah.
Did you get like something falls and then you're stuck. You're like, sorry. And then you like, you know, when you get too far apart and then one's on and off the screen and you're like dragging somebody. Mm. Oh, shit. But it was fun.
I feel like this is like perfect example of all the guys, why it's such a bad idea for guys to like hide who they are in order to like lie to a woman, to among other reasons.
No, but just
like,
this.
Like, I know, like, aside from the obvious of that it's harmful to the person that they're with, but like, it's also like they're setting themselves up to never be with someone they're going to be happy with, right?
Oh my God, you're missing out on fun times.
Right. I was writing my master's thesis on World of Warcraft when I was, you know, on the market like it's a piece of meat.
I got it. Thank you so much.
I want to make sure that I wasn't referring to my partners as on the market. I was saying I personally.
They're not the meat. I am.
But like, there was a warning label on the package of me that saying, hey, this guy plays fucking a lot of World of Warcraft. So
he loves some
this is something you're going to have to put up with if he's broke, plays a lot of World of Warcraft. And, you know,
he loves women.
Yeah. And he's not like a gym guy. You're not going to get like a six pack out of this guy.
You were a gym guy for a minute, though.
For a little while. Not when I met my wife, though.
That was past that.
That was pre-grad school. That was undergrad was like when I was like
psychotic.
Fully into that. But I was never, even then, it was more so like it was a lot more. I didn't know what I was doing. And so I was thin and not muscular. Does that make sense? I wasn't strong.
Yes. Have you seen the videos of the people doing crazy shit on machines, like doing things backwards, like putting like an arm thing around their head and like just tilting?
Like you do enough exercising, you're going to get healthy. And I was healthy. My favorite thing to do was just to go, like, I'd love to go and dancing, though. Like, I would go with my friends through the week, and I have 6 hours of dancing.
Oh,
it was great.
That.
Yeah,
that was so it was great. Fun. And like,
No, I was saying I would go with like my friends that were women would bring me there, and it was just always the unspoken. If you give me the and I my rule, they would buy me drinks because they knew I was broke. They're like, hey, can we buy you drinks if you come and be our bodyguard,
be
our imaginary boyfriend, basically.
Yeah.
And they're like, if they gave me the look, then I that was my job for the night, was to always be aware. And so if they give me the look, I go over and I'm like, babe, where are you? Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And they're, oh, no, this guy was just talking to me. I'm like, oh, sweet. What's up, man? How's it going? And I would never be super. And guys don't know what to do. Also, when you come up like, hey, what's up, man? How's it going? Good to meet you. Oh, yeah. She's great. And they're like, is this yours?
Is this your property? Woman?
Is this yours? I'm so sorry, dude.
I didn't see your name on it. I'm sorry.
I didn't know, dude. I didn't see. I thought, okay, so.
I'll find another one.
Yeah, but it was great. And I got to dance and drink and have fun.
I definitely was people's fake girlfriends, like women's, a lot on the dance floor. I know this is hard to believe. I don't have the stature of an intimidating person, unlike some people here.
Yeah.
But I do have the energy. You're 6'5". It doesn't matter what you do.
Wait, real quick before you get into like that is always, it was, I clearly am not a scary person, but I'm big enough that I think it sowed the doubt in their mind. But like, but what if? Like, what if? Anyways, back
also,
to you.
They don't like the comparison, probably. Standing next to you, they're like, I'm going to go stand over here.
I was about to say, I don't think it was that big of a deal back then. But no, but we already went over this.
You and your tall person privilege.
Back
you
to
have
you.
No,
sorry,
idea.
I derailed
I'm a
your
normal
story.
Height gal. But I really did. I can have a pretty, I don't know if it. Aggressive presence.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Where they would actually be like, no. So yeah, that was I would always do that. But I love dancing. I used to go to so many. Also, did we want to do the podcast today? Like, did we want
to
get on
topic? No, let's just keep talking. That's fine. It's fine. This is, I gave people a warning a couple episodes ago that we're never going to be on topic. So it's fine. We'll eventually get to our theme song 20 minutes into the show. Go on. This is fine.
That's it.
Go on!
That's all I have is that I really liked dancing. I would go to all the clubs. I really liked the gay clubs, even before I was gay. Mm. Well, before I knew. Mm. I had an inkling. I had a sneaking suspicion.
It might have been a little bit like, why am I so much more attracted to the women here than the men? I'm here for the boys, but...
Am I? I remember getting very confused during drag.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of one of the main clubs we'd go to had a drag show like every weekend. And I was like, I feel weird about this. Mm-hmm. Like the drag queens could come out and be like, I feel some kind of way. Yeah. I don't know why.
I used to always, because I went to gay clubs a fair amount with my mm-hmm. friends that would invite me there, which pissed me off when Galloway gave that advice. I've already went out. I wouldn't need to get into that again. But I was going there because, in hindsight, it was all of my gay friends were waiting for me to come out of the closet. Yeah. And it was just me, like, this is fun. Everyone's so nice to me here. God, it's so great. Why is everybody buying me drinks? I still remember when I was there. I would always be, and this is, I'm so dumb, but it was, I specifically remember whenever a woman came up to me, like, to dance with me there, I'd always be, just so you know, I'm straight. I don't want you, because, but I was like,
I feel like they knew, but yes, it is. But
even as like this 21-year-old guy, I was like, I don't want you to get the wrong idea mm-hmm. and think, I just want you to know that I'm not. And I never once like asked for a phone number. Like, I was not there to kind of like pick up right. on chicks. That was not the whole idea behind it. But I had a great time, and I really do think a lot of my gay male friends are lost a lot of bets on me.
None of mine did. They were all bets.
They were all correct. I mean, it's not like I do think they were right in the sense that I think there's if I was a single man and a guy asked me out, I wouldn't be like, fuck you. I'm not, you know, I'm in that kind of like, that sounds weird. I wouldn't say it to anybody.
You're not
like,
homophobic?
I'm not homophobic. I'm not like, get away from me, gross. Why would you say that?
You're flattered.
I'm always completely. Like, oh. I'm like, you think that I could possibly?
You have a lot of gay men that adore you. To be fair.
Still think there's a lot of people betting that one day
we'll get him.
So, I mean, there have been plenty of men that have come out in like their 40s and 50s.
That's
so
true.
You know, who knows? We'll see what's the next stage of Chesco's life.
I never know with you. Always something interesting. Okay, what are we talking? You're going to change your sexuality.
Why not? Let's try it out. Let's be gay for a little while.
It's not a choice, Chesco.
What if it was for me? Do you know how hard it is? I choose every day to be straight because, like, God knows that.
So many of those men are out there where they're I do it.
What are you talking about? Of course I choose.
It's miserable.
You know how easy it would be for me to act on these urges I have?
To have sex with men?
Like, all, like, it's all I think about.
Jebediah, are you gay?
No, like, I've never done it.
Wait.
Okay, but like, but you
did
do.
Did you fantasize about it?
Like, constantly. It's in my, right now, you brought it up. It's going to be in my head all day long. I'm gonna go hit myself with a chain or something. Focus on the pain.
Jesus Christ. Wow, Jebediah has a bad life in this scenario. Wow.
He is rough. Jebediah is living a rough life. Poor guy.
Just
want him to love him for who he is.
Shout out to Jebediah. I hope you find your way, brother.
We call him Jeb.
What are we talking about today?
We're already halfway through, but okay, we'll talk about the most sexist article ever written. Do we even play the theme song at this point? I guess theme song.
It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater, to talk all the shit. So grab your popcorn, thank me later. Don't want to miss it.
I do think this was the longest open, cold open we've had.
No.
No? You don't think
we've
25
minutes? Longer. Oh, yeah. Well, we've been a nightmare before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, everybody, if for all of our new listeners, don't expect us to ever be better.
Oh, opposite.
No. This is, I don't feel bad at all.
Okay. So this came across my feed. Oh my God, chill. Like, it was too eager. It freaked me out. Your eyes are bulging out of your skull. No, now you're being inquisitive.
I don't know what you're asking me. I don't know.
Jessica's too aware of his body right now. Okay, so this came across. came across, I'm not going to look at you. This came across my news feed. Now, I have known that the New York Post, don't you dare put on a Captain America helmet. Focus up.
Okay, I'm not looking at you.
Why?
Because I'm trying not to perform. I didn't say it. No, I mean, I didn't. Canceled. That was me. I didn't do it. You were mean to yourself that time. It's a cool phone case. Did you get a new phone case?
That was a million years ago, Chesco.
Well, it's a very old new phone case.
I can't stand you sometimes. Okay. Listen to me. Listen to the real thing. Okay. I saw this cross my, I think it was on Facebook. So I have like my personal Facebook and then mm-hmm. I have my Buckle Up Babes podcast page, mm-hmm. right? So
Humble brag.
Shut up, says the guy who talked about getting verified last time. Please. Literally like 5 minutes ago, I just got verified. Okay. Anyways, can I get through a single
Please, piece? I don't know what's holding you up.
So that algorithm is like not in tune because I pretty much jump on there to do like post content and engage with the people who comment on my stuff.
Wait, can I share one thing about that real quick?
God damn it.
I had trained my Instagram algorithm to only show me like the shitty dating coaches and stuff. I purposefully would only watch those. And then I slowly started watching videos I care about. And now it's back to a normal algorithm. I can't find those guys anymore. I have to start a brand new aside account to get those videos again.
Just go after people you know suck and the algorithm will, like, go look at Galloway and Tate or whatever, and okay. it'll start again.
I know.
All right. Can I say my thing?
Please go ahead. I apologize.
Point being, I see basically like what they send out to the public. Like mm-hmm. it's not tailored at all.
Right.
So the New York Post had been popping up a lot. And I knew that there had been a takeover there that was problematic. But I had been picking up on how heavily skewed it is and how, to me, it's almost like Trump propaganda or like mm-hmm. right-wing propaganda. That's my opinion. So mm-hmm. imagine my shock and horror when this title comes up, okay?
So I know, I did read it. It's been, Murdoch's owned it for decades now. So it's been a while since they.
I thought something, because something happened with Trump.
No?
Didn't it?
Oh, so it's a adopted a staunchly conservative pro-Trump stance during the 2016 presidential election. Mm-hmm. So it's always been a conservative tabloid since it was purchased in 76, but it pivoted to full-throat support for him back in 2016. Full-throat? That's what this is written right here.
That's weird.
Yeah, man.
Not half-throat.
Checks out. The full-throated support for Donald Trump. Never go half-throat. Always go full-throat.
And that's what they're doing, too. Yeah,
since 2016, they have gone full-throat.
For Trump.
But they've always been a conservative like rag, but it's they fully went in 2016.
They jumped the shark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So this is the headline.
Okay.
Greta Thunberg and apparent beau skip Gaza flotilla following sexual misconduct allegations. So based off of that, who do you think they're referring to about the sexual misconduct allegations?
Like the two of them, like it's some sort of, yeah.
One would think, Chesco.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, you could even argue it's misleading.
A little bit, but they wouldn't do that.
They would do that?
For a headline?
They wouldn't go against climate change activists and staunch anti-capitalist, Greta.
No, as far as I remember... Correct me if I'm wrong, Internet, in the comment section. She's been a darling of conservative media for quite some time. Like, I never read this stuff, but I always see her picture popping up.
I think she was much more of a darling across the board when she was purely like about environmental issues. Mm-hmm. The second she started talking about capitalism, they were like, "Wrap it up, mm-hmm. like, forget her." So, anyways, so I saw that and I'm like, "That's not real." Hold on,
feels. Like, that's not an accurate headline.
It's so bad. Okay, I'll read it to you. Okay. Oh, it's so bad. Again, this is by a woman, which I'm like, damn, girl. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Well, the name of a woman. We'll see if it's actually – I genuinely have heard that a lot of places will do like fake names and stuff to make it seem like, look it, a woman wrote this, a black woman wrote this, a gay black woman with a disability wrote this article. You can't argue or you're racist.
Image not found. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just some guy at an AI on like ChatGPT, like write me, generate
image. That's truly what this is. Okay, mm-hmm. listen. Okay. I'm just going to read you some of it because I was literally screaming. I was like, what the hell is this? Okay. Never mind saving the planet. They just want to rock on the boat. What the fuck? They're talking about Greta and the flotilla that was trying to give aid to Gaza. And they're acting like it's the fucking love boat. And they're just having sex on there. Okay. Yeah. Lefty. Sorry, I didn't even read that before. Yeah. Lefty activists reportedly got frisky on the so-called Freedom Flotilla meant to bring aid to Gaza, becoming the subject of a recent sex scandal. And even the Swedish queen of sanctimony herself. That's talking about Greta.
Uh-huh.
The Swedish queen of sanctimony.
Swedish queen of sanctimony.
It's really bad.
Well,
it's
she should put that on a shirt. Like she is... Didn't she have the other quote? There was another other quote she had where she got called something and she kept on referring to herself as it.
Oh, like probably. Even the Swedish queen of sanctimony herself is rumored to have chosen to seize, in quotation, S-E-A-S, wordplay, the day aboard the vessel. And they show a picture of her and her boyfriend. Activist Greta Thunberg may have gotten hooked on a hunky photographer during one of the flotilla's voyages. You can be a literal climate change, like freedom, human rights activist fighting person who's trying to bring aid to Gaza, and they're going to sexualize you. Like, this is so wild. Okay.
Breaking news, woman has consensual sex.
She like, did not have sex on the flotilla.
No, I know, but this is like their big, like, Mike, can you believe these dirty libs?
Okay. Never mind the president who's been...
No, that's different. Nobody asked him to do that.
This actually had me screaming. So you guys remember when Greta was seized from the flotilla and was literally put into prison?
Right.
Right? So that's serious.
Genuinely horrible, yeah.
Genuinely horrifying. Mm-hmm. This is how they talked about it. Since returning from her second voyage to Gaza in October after a short stint in it. Short stint? She was taken hostage! Right. Okay. Short stint in an Israeli prison. She whined, was bedbug infested. So they're talking about, oh, you know how she whined about those bedbugs in that prison when she was kidnapped?
Inhumane when she was going to, trying to help stop a genocide.
What right? a whiner.
God.
Shut up.
Who hasn't lived with bed bugs?
You know she has vocal fry. You know she does. Tenberg and Swedish shutterbug Chris Kevin have been inseparable. Just this week, they were pictured cozying up together on a couch. And?
Yeah.
And?
I'm still, you're right, though. I can't get stuck on, like, them, like, mocking someone for, like, being thrown in, like, a prison. Or being thrown in, like, wah.
Your prison cot?
You didn't like your war prison cot with bugs? Cry me a river. You try sleeping in the bedroom in my penthouse and tell me that your back doesn't hurt the next day. All right? You think I don't know what it's like?
I slept on 1,000 count sheets one time. Yeah. Okay? I've still not recovered.
They put me in a Marriott.
This is fucking crazy to talk about.
Yeah, sorry. It's so made up,
by the way. Like, none of this is real. This whole article is basically an elaborate way of trying to make her look like she was involved in a sex scandal, which she was not. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, just like the biased writing in this is so insane. There was a time when, like, I felt like newspapers and news outlets, like, tried to appear unbiased.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the way they write this. The normally angry-looking Thunberg, who rose to prominence by yelling, "How dare you!" at world leaders during her 2019 UN climate address, appeared uncharacteristically relaxed during the swimming session.
She's not famous for yelling, how dare you? Like,
that's what? The only thing they know her for is that moment.
She yelled that one time. Remember how annoying that was?
Remember how she got famous for yelling that one time? And then you haven't heard about anything she's done since?
She didn't risk her life on this flotilla. No, she was just... She's and the angry look, like, it's the most sexist shit. A man wrote this. I have to believe it. Like, she's so angry looking. Like, when she's talking about how we're killing the planet and, like, how capitalism is, you know, putting pressure on all of us and is unsustainable and only the billionaires are getting any profit and it's killing us all. She's so grumpy.
God, why is she so sad?
It's like RBF. Truly. Ugh. Stop whining. I just couldn't believe that they said prominence by yelling, how dare you. So nothing about her work.
No.
Nothing about the impact she's made. Okay. Cool.
I hate everyone. Hate the world that we live in.
Now, despite the interest from the Swedish press, Thunberg has remained silent on the relationship status, as she has on the sexual misconduct that have rocked the flotilla leadership in recent weeks. And you're like, oh, so now we're going to figure out, this is way down in the article. So now we're going to figure out what she did, allegedly.
It's the reality starification of anybody, right? Like, she very clearly is not, like, fame seeking. Like, she's not, like, she's very clearly care. Like, nobody can question that she cares about that. Like, if you want to have an art discussion about her method, like, I'm not super familiar enough with everything she's done to have any sort of, like, super, super strong opinion about everything, other than I know I agree with her on the issues that have come out to light. But, like, they want anybody that gets any sort of a star. They just, it pisses me off how much, like, the world we live in, that's why I'm, like, joking about hating the world we live in, but, like, how we immediately are like, okay, but who's she fucking, right? Like I get, like, let's talk about that, the important
what
shit.
What matters? Well, it's just, like, when they can't, like, take away a woman's points, when they can't make her look stupid, because she's just not going to look stupid. She's incredibly intelligent. She's incredibly well-spoken. She has so much experience in such little time in her lifetime. She has put her money where her mouth is. She's put her safety. Like, she's one of the only people who has done something when everybody else is all talk. She gets on a flotilla where she very well could have died. And she also gets kidnapped, mind you. That's my opinion that she was kidnapped. But it's like, oh, we'll just degrade her then. Okay, perfect. We'll just make her look like a whore, basically. We will we'll sexualize her. We'll make her look like a whiner. Oh, my God. She's always whining. She's so angry. Doesn't she look angry? Like, it's so fucking crazy. It's just, I mean, they did the same thing to Kamala, where they're like, ugh, she's got a weird laugh. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? How is this a conversation we're having? How is this an article that was written? And then we get to, meanwhile, the flotilla leader at the center of the sex scandal, Brazilian ladies man, basically he was said to sleep with some of the women on the boat, some of the activists. That's it. That's literally what it is. There's claims that he had sex with some of the
claims women. That one of the men there had some sex.
Yeah. So they write this whole article to make it look like she's in a sex scandal. And it's nothing to do with anything. Basically, she was on the flotilla. She went swimming at one point, and that's
she smiled. She did smile.
She was uncharacteristically relaxed. Is that not the most sexist thing you've ever heard? It is.
Oh my God,
it's crazy to me. Like, the whole article is just like, oh, she's so angry looking. She's whining. You know, one time she said, "How dare you?" That's what she's famous for.
I hate. And also, it's like, it doesn't matter. Even when she was, like, a teenager, they'd make all these, like, fucking things about her. It's always been about her appearance, about how her hair, about the clothing she's wearing, about all this other shit. And it's just, like, it's so fucking frustrating that it's just accepted, right? That it's just not, it's like, well, this is allowed. She chose to enter the public sphere. So now we can do whatever we want. But if somebody
we can say whatever.
You know, the nowadays when people bring up, like, Barron, who is an adult now, Barron Trump, they'll be like, how fucking dare you? And at the same time, we'll then do an expose on Obama's daughters. And then, but there's this no clear, because I do agree. Like, I don't ever, you're not going to find a video of me like going after the kids of somebody or the family of somebody that is there. But the double standard and the hypocrisy is what is worth calling out. And the sexism, of course. That's the blatant
misogyny of it all. So she is, her name is Gabrielle Fahmy. I don't know how to pronounce that. She went to Concordia University,
which is a Christian college.
Oh, is it?
Not that there's anything, not that there's an issue with that. There's good people that can go to Christian colleges, but just that is a observation. Yeah. They had a very good speech and debate team for a while, so I'm very familiar with them.
I'm very familiar with them. Yeah, she's a young, she looks like she's a young white woman, but maybe not. She appears to be. She's white passing at the very
least. At least the image they generated to create for. No, it's, I don't want to be mean. She could very well look like that and be a terrible person right there. It doesn't, I want to give her credit where credit's due.
She earned how terrible she is.
She's, anybody's capable of being a real shitty person. So.
It's literally propaganda. Like, it's an article about nothing. Greta has no relation to the incident that they're talking about, but they use it to try and trick people into thinking Greta was in a sex scandal. Like, if you just read, even if you just read the first few paragraphs, like, if you just missed the last couple things, you would still think she was somehow involved in that. Because all they're doing is talking about her and her boyfriend. Unrelated to any scandal at all. And it's just a way to degrade her. Like, it is clearly an opportunity to destroy her character, to make her look bad. There's no other thing that it does. It, like, the only thing it does is, like, try to, like, essentially slut shame her, even though it's not about that, has nothing to do with that, to try to make her look like a whiner, that she's just an angry woman. They love the angry woman narrative. Always go back to that. Absolutely love it. And that, you know, she, like, really diminishing her accomplishments and what she brings and what she has brought to the world. Like, she's not a meme. That's kind of the vibe, is like, oh, she's just, you know, the girl who said, how dare you? It's like, she risked her life. Like, everyone on that flotilla literally knew we could die. They went to an Israeli prison. They were taken forcibly. Like,
I think it's the... It's kind of what pisses me out. Kind of, there's a lot of stuff that pisses me off, obviously, especially nowadays. But the when people complain, like, try to argue that young men and women don't have different like challenges in our modern society, like, oh, here, that's what, you know, once again, not to keep bringing up, Scott Galloway will always say, you know, like, well, men, when I was young, men had clear privileges, right?
But nowadays,
now these young guys, they're going through. You know, it's basically we've achieved equality.
We're done.
We're done. We did it, guys. We did it, everybody. Have a good day.
Says the man who's Jessica cuts off his video feed. Says the man who literally gets to speak at length about something he has no expertise in solely because he's a very confident man and no one else. Like, it's a limited number of people of men, excuse me, a limited number of men talking on these issues. But that's not privilege.
No,
the fact
not at all.
That he has this huge, like, has, like, so many women I know of who have degrees, who have doctorates, who have been doing, like, have been experts in their field for decades and don't have the following of this man, when he can just be like, oh, really, my expertise is in marketing. But I'm going to be on The Daily Show. I'm going to have all these.
But let's talk about what she was wearing. Let's talk about what her clothes were. Let's talk about who she's dating. Let's talk about it's the whole and part of it's one of the reasons why, like, I know kind of a side issue, but it's you'll see why it's related in a second, why it's important. You see people talking about, like, the like destigmatizing the female body, right? Because people don't understand, like, the purity culture aspect of it, and the idea that, you know, a body is always inherently sexual. First off, is part of rape culture. Right. The idea that a nude body is immediately a sexual thing, even in non-sexual arenas, this is why women can't breastfeed in public, why they are shamed for it. Right. All of those aspects that go into that. And then so the work about desexualizing the female body specifically is important because we see that regardless of what you're doing, like no one's going to pretend like Greta is like leaning into thirst traps, right? You know, there's no like she's done nothing.
You know that they wish they could have gotten her in a swimsuit right. so bad. Right. She's in swim gear, but I think she has like a swim shirt on. But right. you know they were just mm-hmm. dying. And also, why the hell are you being paparazzi mm-hmm. when it's a flotilla? Like right. this is the press for this?
Mm-hmm.
Of but all the things?
The fact that she probably has to be aware of that though too. Like she can't wear like any of the guys on that pool that are on that going swimming in just swim trunks. No one's going to be like, well. Right. I mean, it's not like we do sexualize men too. I'm not going to pretend like there's not sexualization all over, but it's a very different type of, it's like with men, it's more of like a pedestal kind of mm-hmm. sexualization where it's like, look at the, wow, this is great. Versus women, it's very degrading. It's very, the way they're spoken is objectifying and in a way that ends up having all of these repercussions where women cannot then right. simply exist in their bodies in our society.
I agree. I mean, it's like mm-hmm. with women, their validity mm-hmm. as experts or just as people comes into question if they're seen in anything that men perceive as sexual, mm-hmm. like in any sexual light, mm-hmm. which is crazy. Whereas men, I think men can be sexualized. Obviously any gender can be sexualized, mm-hmm. but like you don't see it as much then relating to, mm-hmm. well, clearly mm-hmm. they shouldn't be in their field. Like mm-hmm. clearly, you know, they can't be speaking on this matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anything, a lot of times when men get caught in bad situations, they're thought more highly of.
Mm-hmm.
They're seen as better. And it's like, it's so degrading and upsetting for them to sexualize her in that way, especially with what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like knowing, like I can't imagine if she, I doubt she's read that article because she's above that for mm-hmm. sure. But to think like she's risking her life
mm-hmm.
for Gaza and she, like they're literally making up like sexual stories about her, talking mm-hmm. about her and her boyfriend. And like to your point, in a tabloid style manner, mm-hmm. but it's only like that because they want to degrade her. They want mm-hmm. to make her seem as pointless mm-hmm. as a celebrity.
So and how do we take away any ethos she has? It's by turning her into something she has not ever done, that she has not ever even intended to be a part of, mm-hmm. like turn her into this creation of what they want her to be, so that they can write it off. And I forgot her exact name, but there's a creator, Dr. M, the Science Femme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she does like science stuff, mm-hmm. but she wears like lingerie. Mm-hmm. And the whole point behind it, I think there's a lot of theoretical underpinnings behind it is like, it doesn't fucking matter. I should be able to wear this. And it should, the whole point, I'm sure I've seen in her comments, she gets a lot of negative pushback from people that are theoretically allies on this.
Theoretically.
Sort of stuff, because it, theoretically, because it, that that's, but the underlying purpose of it is that we still need to, it should not matter whether she's wearing a business suit or if she's wearing a bikini. Did her words still had value? Right. The things that she was doing, the actions she was saying, you know, whether or not you agree with any thing that they're saying, that you should agree with the fact that someone should be judged based on the merit of what they're saying, what they are presenting, as opposed to how they are presenting it or what they look like while they are presenting it. Right. That should be the last thing we're talking about.
And you can never tell me that, like, you know, I think to back what you said about like Scott Galloway being like, well, it's not an issue anymore. Like, you could never tell me that mainstream media isn't aware of sexism and the inherent patriarchy, like mm-hmm. patriarchal values that we have in the society, because that article is specifically tailored to that. Mm-hmm. Like, it hits every patriarchal note mm-hmm. for why Greta is not worthy, is not an activist, like everything they could degrade her on, like how mm-hmm. again, like she's angry, she's whiny,
mm-hmm.
she's known for just saying stuff, like she's sexual. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you can't tell me they can't identify or that it doesn't exist when mm-hmm. this article only works because it plays off of the very things that men use to degrade women. Like, you are showing me, if you can hit every note, if you can target it, then you know it exists. And I think that article is incredibly telling. And I also think it's interesting how, this might seem kind of like a tangent, but how women become like sexual things that happen, whereas men, this it's something that they did. It's not their identity. Like, obviously in this case, this is made up. So they're trying to like make it who she is when that's not even the case. This is clearly to discredit her. But I mean, I think she might even have a case for legal things by the way that they wrote it. But anyways, like I look at like, for example, what happened with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. So Bill Clinton was the man in power. Bill Clinton had the authority. If anything, he was the one that was in the wrong. She was a young intern. Desperate to please him. And that whole thing, like, we knew it was wrong. He was impeached. He would, so like, it's not like,
no, he was impeached for lying
about it.
Remember, I'm just saying, clear. No, no, but it goes, but it does go back to like, they didn't, they, so we didn't, he, what he did wasn't wrong. Lying about it was wrong.
That's the bad part.
She did the wrong thing.
I think we recognized it was inappropriate.
Right, right.
I think we recognized and we took action on it. However, we made that who Monica Lewinsky was. That was her sole identity. We ripped on her, made fun of her. I can't think of how many times mainstream media degraded and humiliated her, like SNL, like everybody.
And fully excused. Every comedian was like joking about, like, I mean, I'd probably lie about it too. Wouldn't you lie about it? You know, if you're talking about if a young, beautiful, blah, 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 and they'd sexualize her while they're justifying what was going on. But yeah, it was, she was the villain. Like, there's anyone that was alive during that time remembers, like, Monica Lewinsky was the absolute villain in that entire scenario, right? The only thing that Clinton did wrong, and this is not me making this argument, I want to be clear, but the as far as like the media coverage of it, the only thing that Clinton did wrong was that he got caught.
And he lied.
And he lied about it. And after he got caught, and he got, and he lied about after he got caught. That was all it was. You never, nothing about coercion, nothing about power differentials, none of that came up, right? Because once again, it was, you have this woman that was in a very clear power differential. The fucking, there's no clearer power differential that exists probably, right? Of the president and an intern, and she, the seductress.
Right.
You know, poor Bill, he didn't know what was going on. How could he say no?
How could he resist?
How could he?
And honestly, this is the exact same playbook as this fucking Flotilla article, because they just don't have anything to degrade her for. So they're making it up. In that situation, they needed to degrade a woman to get eyes off Bill. She had to be the temptress so he could look more innocent, like, so everybody would blame her and kind of like excuse him a little bit. And in this case, they're trying to take away the validity of the movement. They're trying to take away the validity of the flotilla in general, eyes off Gaza and what's going on there, making it seem like she's just a whiner for complaining about being taken hostage for the millionth time. She was taken into a prison for doing what? For doing what? And they're like, oh, well, actually, the problem is she was involved in a sex scandal. And it's like, that's not even true. But when it comes down to it, one of the best ways to take away, like, accountability from men doing bad things or bad things that are going on is to try and throw a woman under a bus, or at least discredit her by making her seem like she's some sexual harlot. Because God knows if someone is, you know, sexually active, then clearly nothing they say is valid if they're a woman.
We will defend men we like to the death even when evidence is out there, but we will throw women under the bus at the notion that they may have done something that goes against the narrative we've built for them in our head. Right. That's the, that's just that over and over and over again. That's what we see. We, the idea, I'm so fucking sick of people talking about people being canceled nowadays. Cause it's like, no, we have, first off, once Trump became president, I think that argument,
that argument's dead.
became completely dead. But like Louis C.K. is still selling out.
Yeah, I just saw he's got a new thing. Mm-hmm. Like, didn't he have a special or something?
Yeah, he's doing it. There's literally, outside of the point where you get actual criminal charges pressed against you, which is still exceedingly rare because it's so hard to prove something beyond a shadow of a doubt in a courtroom. Because the big outrage is always about the social backlash, but there isn't any. It's slowly. I don't want to get too serious, but do you remember, did you ever hear the story about the Off Joe Wagon how he assaulted somebody? I don't want to give her.
Did I hear the story?
Talk about it? I'm certain
no,
you
that's
were.
Somebody, yeah.
I am friends with her too. I'm like, I don't want to get too, but he's fucking back online making content and people are thanking him I watched the other day, he made a 12-minute video apology. That was basically, it was like, and people were like, this is such a great apology. The entire apology was him taking clips of her video and denying it. I don't remember that. Well, that's not how it would happen. And making it sound like she was a fucking liar. Like the whole believe women, but, and all these people are like, well, you know, I think you learned your lesson. Let's get back to work.
People, it's so common that if somebody is like, doing work you like, and that could be an actor, that could be mm-hmm. an activist, whatever. They're like, well, I guess it's okay. Like, why can't we just, we can sacrifice a woman or two. Mm-hmm.
People were ready to keep on voting for Swalwell.
Yeah.
Right?
Just like who, like in the grand scheme of things, what's a woman's life and dignity and body?
Let's look at the bigger picture here.
That drives me nuts. You know how many times people say that? Like, what they're like, don't distract from the movement. No. He's not in the movement. If you are assaulting a woman, you are not part of the movement. You are part of the problem.
And if you do, and I'm like, if you do something like that, your career should be over. I'm sorry. You can go.
Yes, of course it should.
Live in shame and deal with the consequences of it. It's not like 2 months of radio silence. And now we're like, all right, let's get out. Now that we've moved on from your assault and you're cheating on your wife and all that goes into that, let's focus on the bigger picture. I did like your little videos.
Yeah, you do make cute little videos. The other thing is like the only reason that action gets taken a lot of the time isn't because like they think the men did something wrong. It's that they know they can be liable. So like with Louis C.K., when he was taking women and doing that to them and locking them in rooms and shit, like they are then liable for that. Like it's about liability. It's the same reason a lot of like actors get quote unquote canceled. It's just because a lot of times their bad behavior happens on set or to people they're working with. So then they can't bring them on set anymore because they will be liable for something that happens.
Right.
But they still get opportunities. They still are in the same friend circles. Like they still have all the same things. I mean, half the time, like in even the progressive community, people will be quote unquote canceled and they'll still be hanging out. They'll still be hanging out with people who are supposedly really about like feminism and women's rights and human rights. But like when the camera's off, it's like, yeah, but
I get it, man. I get it.
It was one mistake.
I got a huge backlash when I talked. I've done it a few times now when I talk about misogyny within the progressive community, and it's like the reason why is that and everyone's like, come on, we can't do this purity culture bullshit. We can't do this purity test. Sorry, purity culture is bad. Purity test on these sort of things like that. We can't, we just can't keep blah 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 blah. I'm like, this is not a political issue, right? This is a societal issue, right? And the difference is that on the left, we have women in positions of power, right? We have women who have access to power. And so we can't be as open about our misogyny on the left, but it's still there.
Right.
Right. The fact that I can count the amount of men I know that make anti-misogyny content, right? Half of which aren't even really making anti-misogyny content as much as they're like, they're
thirst
like
traps.
Yeah. Or they're like, they're more so concerned about like, oh man, it sucks for guys, right? Like young guys are like going down a bad path. And like, I get it. By helping young men, you are also helping society at large by not creating more of these fucking monsters. I think it's good work. It's important work. But like, there's not a lot of people not a lot of men specifically that are openly talking about violence against women, that are openly talking about patriarchal systems that are openly talking about the actual harms that these things are doing and causing.
I couldn't believe how many people were like, he's so good for the move-in and we should ignore that. And it's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? You can't just sacrifice certain women.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want to do. They are totally comfortable with sacrificing a few women. You know what it comes down to, though? It's like they don't think that assaulting a woman or harming a woman means you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah, because it's like, that should be enough for you to never want to talk to this person, never want to platform this person. You cannot be a good person and assault women, period, point blank, period. And the fact that anyone thinks that that could be true, it's just a mistake. It's like, no, it's a huge character flaw. There's something severely wrong with a person that is willing to do harm to a woman like that.
And if you ever had any doubt, when they come back and they're like, well, I mean, yes, I do. I am sorry, but I'm only sorry for this. I'm sorry for misunderstanding what any reasonable person could have taken as a sign. It's fucking, I don't know. There's so many bad things happening right now. That I'm just so angry all the time. And it's not good. It's not healthy. Especially with misogyny because the question on the left is always, how much can we sacrifice women to win this election?
1,000%. It's like, and it's the same thing.
Women and people of color and like other, like, you know, how long can we sacrifice trans? How much can we sacrifice trans people? How much can we sacrifice gay people? How much can we sacrifice women? It's always a discussion of what can we give away to pull back into shitty
people. It's like on a sinking ship or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, like, we want to save everyone. And then there's a hole in the boat. And we're going down. They're like, well, let's throw the trans people out. Let's throw the gay people out. Actually, you know, women could suffer a little for the grander scheme, like to save the most people on this boat. Because it just showcases the inherent structural power dynamics that are going on. Because it's like, we know who the top is, even on our side. Like, it's clearly just like how you're talking about how the men focus on the harm that's going on with the younger men when it comes to like horrific misogyny. And it's like, yeah, because you care more about the men. Like, even when the topic is men harming women, you are talking about the harm to men. And it's not that it shouldn't be talked about, but it's like, why is that your focus? Why is that the tragedy? I mean, damn, we're saying now women outpacing men is a tragedy.
And it's only outpacing for a little bit.
I know.
Unless they choose to have kids, in which case that is.
Then they have less value and we can pay men more if they're dads.
And the risk of them having kids is still there even when they're younger. So let's not get too carried away.
Yeah. I mean, if a man does it, he's responsible and he's a family man. If a woman does it, she's a liability.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's crazy, and it's very disappointing, and it's weird seeing how quickly they will do the same behaviors. Like, regardless of what side you're on, how quickly people will fall to misogyny, women included, all genders can fall to it, and that is the acceptable loss.
And I get to there's a smidgen of an argument to be made that we all have to sacrifice some, but it's never men. How can we build them to make sure that they need to be clearly on top? And then we can figure out, maybe we'll take a little bit as long as we can keep them clearly at the top of the hierarchy, in which case then we can maybe consider, but probably not.
And well, it's also, and it's like, they will sacrifice women, queer folk, trans folk who are good people who share their values and want, like, have the same, like, political beliefs, whatever. They will sacrifice those people in the hopes, in the hopes of bringing in some cis white men with shit beliefs. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. They tell, and like, that is the argument all the time. I am told all the time, like, well, you should really not go so hard at them because, like, you're not really, just like they say about Greta, like, you're kind of got an angry face. You're not being very welcoming to these men. I'm like, I don't have to welcome them. They're used to being welcomed. That's the point.
I screenshotted a thread. I'm probably going to make a video about it, of a guy that said, in short, you guys know, do you know how many good men have turned to conservatism because you guys wouldn't accept or because, like, you treated them mean?
Zero.
That was the issue. Yeah.
The answer is zero.
I was like, what is something a good man has never said in his life? Is that?
Yeah. If you can be turned from your values solely because somebody doesn't like you or someone
these people
was
were mean
to
me,
you,
I'm going to go hang out with the Nazis. That's his.
They're so nice.
So they're super nice to me, though. Like, they made me
cookies. That's literally the point, though, because it's not about that they're good people. It's about that they're good to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
But if that's where we're at, then it's fucking over. It's game over. Like that. Like there's no coming back from that. We can't just be like, all right, well, but how much? Like if we're at the conversation of sacrificing the good the base of the left,
right,
for the sake of it, then it's like we're fucked. Like we're so fucking cooked.
We're cooked.
Like I don't even know how to come back from that. I don't want to believe that that's where we're at right now. But it gets harder not to.
I think we stay uncooked.
Yeah.
By not caving to that.
Yeah.
Like in these instances. Yeah. Like they're going to try and make you feel like, and I've had people try and do this to me, that it's actually like against the movement. It's actually harmful to hold people accountable. Mm-hmm. But I recently had this. I called out, you already know who I'm talking about, but a therapist that was doing some unethical behavior, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And someone called me out about
your opinion, the fact. Just
the
to be clear, it's a pattern over multiple years. Typically,
by multiple
is not
people.
Yeah, is not typically a one off. Go ahead.
Just an opinion, though. Yeah. But it was like, well, how would you like to be judged, or like it's just something like I need to be nicer to him, or I don't know. But I commented, I was like, I will never feel bad about calling out the behavior of a bad man. Mm-hmm. I don't care what side he's on. We're like it's the fruit of the same tree. Mm-hmm. And so my hope for people listening is like, don't let people make you feel bad about holding people accountable, about having the same values, because the values are what will get us in the right direction. Having good values, being good people, caring about our neighbors, caring about our future, caring about our environment. Like it is that compassion and care and unwillingness to bend to these pressures outside that will get us to the future we want. We don't get to that future by conceding to bad people, by moving our values, by subtly adjusting when it serves us, by letting people that we supposedly care about, like feeding them to the wolves for the potential of getting people on our side. Like, that's not how it works. You are then acting like the very people you say you don't want to be like. Like that, their values are for sale. They are movable. They will change depending on what serves them. It is staying true to your values and staying true to your beliefs and caring about your communities that will always serve us and that will always get us to the future we're looking for, not the opposite.
Boom.
Thanks, Jericho.
Yeah, no argument
That's
here.
All I have to say about
I'm with you.
That's all I have to say about that. Yeah. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us. Apologies for reading you the most sexist article in history.
If they stuck around that long.
The people who are still with us, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening.
We appreciate you.
And if you want to hear more from us, make sure to check out our Patreon. We do a show every single week. It's like literally a full-length show. We do two shows a week. And you can check out our socials. Other than that, friends, we will see you next time.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.